Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Did you know there's a big market for mushrooms locally? In today's program, we bring you part 2 in the series about growing white button mushrooms, and later our proverb of the day. I'm Enjoy James Sawyers. Stay tuned to find out more.
Mama da send me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. Me work hard, you see. Mommy say me must make them send me back cause she no have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them will send me go school next year if me work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
In a previous episode, we looked at how easy it is to grow white button mushrooms. We also told you about the potential to earn if you decided to grow mushrooms. In fact, there is significant demand for button mushrooms in Jamaica, with the food service sector importing over 400,000 kilograms annually. So now that you are satisfied about demand for white button mushrooms, let's tell you what you need to do to get started on cultivation. Executive Director of Network of Women for Food Security, Pauline Smith, says two of the main things you will need is the right compost and mushroom spawn.
So we compost a combination of chicken manure, horse, goat, sheep manure. You can include some kaya, you can include some straw, coffee, pulp, any kind of agricultural waste that will allow the mushroom to grow on it. We put that, all of those composts are mixed together, and also you add gypsum or hydrated lime to the mixture to create the right pH balance.
The compost will need to be watered as the material needs to be damp. Once you have the right compost and mushroom spawn, you need somewhere cool to start the process. You don't always need the same cool temperature to allow the mushroom to grow to maturity, but in the early stages, it has to be kept at a certain temperature.
So once you get beyond that, then the mushroom seed will distribute itself throughout the compost.
Here's how you will be able to tell that the time is ripe for harvesting.
You know it's ready when you look at the compost and you see that everything in your container, whether you're growing it in a box or in a plastic bag or some kind of container, the mushroom doesn't start to produce the fruiting body that you eat until it's completely populated the growing medium. Everything will turn white.
Executive Director of Network of Women for Food Security, Pauline Smith. Among the benefits of mushrooms is its anti-cancer properties. Join us again next time to find out more.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And now for our proverb of the day.
You spread your bed hard, you have to lay down on it hard.
Translation, if you spread your bed hard, you must lie on a hard bed. And this means you must accept responsibility for your actions, and whatever you sow, you will surely reap. And that's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Enjoy James Sawyers, wishing you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.